Kumusta mga kapatid, mga kaibigan, mga kasama? Ito po si Hao. Welcome ho dito sa inuman na. Although wala akong kainuman ngayon at ako po ay nandito lang at naghihintay sa labas ng patuyuan ng damit. Pero itong podcast pong ito is all about a discussion about lots of things. Things that come up in my head. So, it's entertainment. If you are entertained. If not, it's just a random conversation dun sa mga taong mga walang magawa, kagaya ko. So, usap-usap lang. Now, I have come across this opportunity, or not really an opportunity, but I've come across these platforms every now and again. You know, the dating apps. And I was looking at this. At sabi nila, sabi ng mga taong naghahanap ng kapareho, particularly mga babae, no one night stand, looking for a long-term relationship. I've not seen men doing that, really. Although, that's because I have not been looking at men's dating profile, where men are saying, oh, looking for something long-term, something long-term relationship, I don't think a lot of men would do that. But then again, I'll have to have a look. Wala ako sa dating sites. Pero may mga ilan na na-encounter ako dating sites where women are like posting no one-night stand. And then here they are. These are women, in general, people who are trying to show the perspective of them that is so alluring and is so sexy. And you cannot help but sexualize the picture, isn't it? Pakita nila ang picture nila, magaganda, nakalabas ang mga cleavage, pakita ang magagandang katawan, di ba? Na suot ang magagarang damit. Tapos nakalagay doon, looking for long-term relationship and no one-night stand. So, I guess the allure of that is if you're into a long-term relationship with this woman, you'll get this body with a very sexy body and a very wonderful cleavage, things like that. And in some ways, it's a little bit tricky, isn't it? It's interesting. I just find it a little bit interesting. Especially about the one-night stand. Yeah, you get to meet. Say what's happened. I've not been in the dating scene for so long, But, when I met my wife, there was never any of these internet stuff. But now this is the most prevalent one. So when you do that, you obviously talk to somebody. You go out in a dinner once or twice or three times. You watch a movie. You do some things, eat dinner, go someplace, walk around. Palagay ng loob. Okay? At kapag nagkaroon ng palagay ng loob, baka magtungo na yun doon sa physical na nalabanan, ika nga. Physical na palitan. Palitan ng pakiramdam. Okay? To a point na, syempre, you'll consume it physically. And what happens then kung hindi effective? Kung hindi compatible? Eh di one night stand din yun. Diba? Kung hindi compatible eh. Or, if within those 3 dates, or 4 or 5 dates, kung dun sa 5 dates na yon, the objective of the guy is maka-score. At pag may nangyari, ayos. Nagbunga na ang kanilang effort. So, one night stand ngayon ang position noon. So, lalabas, merong talo. So, sa pananaw ng mga babae siguro, o sa pananaw ng tao na nag-post ng nasa dating app, siguro natalo sila. Yun ay nalugi. Okay? Pero sino ba ang lugi pag may naganap? Okay? Sa pisikal na palitan, pakiramdaman lang yan eh. Diba? Ang the one that makes us feel guilty are the moral standards and moral conditioning situations that we've been conditioned over the years na bawal makipag-sex o you don't do that outside marriage. But in the real sense, it's just another sensation. It's just another feeling that people wanted to experience and people wanted to feel. Ano? Pansin mo, there is a medical link to this or possible physical link to this. Sipin mo pag bata, ano? So, iniisip namin, I'm a therapist and I have an awareness of this sensory integration. Tinatawag na sensory integration. Na as a person grow, habang lumalaki o lumalago o tumatanda ang tao, may mga sensasyon na iniintindi o iniunawa ng ating utak, ano? So, and we crave for these sensations and we crave for these experiences once we have them. Like, isipin mo, no? So, halimbawa, ang bata, natutong sumipol, sunod-sunod yan. Ang sipol niyan, it won't stop. The child will not stop whistling for weeks and days until he's comfortable that he's mastered it. If you look at a child who is climbing upstairs, natutong umakyat ng hagdan yan, pipigilan mo yan. Dahil hindi mo kayang pigilan, actually pipigilan natin pero hindi natin kayang pigilan dahil itong batang ito ay tuloy-tuloy yan, sunod-sunod ang akyat niyan until the child masters it. Naalala ko nung bata ko, you know, I've learned how to do this kandirit, you know, like hopping on one leg, skipping on one leg, and it's like all day that I've been doing it non-stop until the task is mastered. And these are gross motor skills, you know, physical abilities. Now, the thing is, when it comes to sensation, there is not a lot of input on that. Like the tactile sensation, yung pakiramdam ng balat. Ito, bihira itong ma-encounter dahil because our ability to touch others and to stroke each other, it's like there's always a barrier between us and somebody else. You know, there's the barrier of clothing, there is the barrier of social distance and social norms that you just don't do that because you're invading personal spaces. Okay? But as soon as that takes place at na-discover yan, okay, it is a sensation that is pleasurable. At kung ito ay, if this is something that's giving a person a good sense, then there is, somebody's gonna have to come back to seek for those sensations again. Okay? So what's my point? So, as a person grows old and around that stage of 20, 30s, teenage years, up to early 30s, up to early 40s, if those things are not met, a person would always want to seek for those sensations. Okay? And then they want to interpret and add some emotion to that. But it's just a natural biological drive that there is this unmet sensation, unmet need of touch. Okay? The pleasure of touch. And so, you do that, but you can't be seeking for that. You know, we're conditioned not to seek for that out of conditioning to say that, oh, that's evil. Because that's bad. That's something that you want. That's something that you crave for. That's the desire. So that's interesting, isn't it? But imagine this. If that need is met and that a person is active and, you know, like physical, sexually active, okay? So, walang kakulangan. So, it completes the person. The sensation is provided for. So, there is actually nothing that would make this person restless. And I can see this at work. Yung mga kasama ko sa trabaho na alam mong diborsyado, diborsyada, o di kaya mga kasamang mga tumatandang dalaga o tumatandang binata. You don't usually see this sa matatandang binata. Well, makikita mo rin dahil medyo nagiging hayok-hayok din. Eh, hindi ko alam. Ano? I mean, I've not had a lot of encounters with men and we don't talk about these things. Pero makikita mo masusungit. Bakit masusungit ang mga matatandang dalaga daw? Not, you know, in general. Diba? Kasi may kakulangan, may hinahanap. Okay? Merong mga, may drives that's not fulfilled. Sabi nga nung isang sikat na occupational therapist, si Gary Kyle Hoffner, the sexual drive, he was saying, is a need. This is like hunger. This is like thirst. It's something. There is something in us that drives us to do that to a certain degree and up to a certain point. You know? And around the stage of procreation stage, nandun yan eh. Merong hinahanap, merong drive. Okay? That enables us biologically to seek a partner and do it and then procreate para tuloy-tuloy ang lahi. Galing, ano? Pero isipin mo yung mag-asawa na fulfilled, masaya, laging magkasama, and napupunan ng pangangailangan ng isa't isa. Okay? Isipin mo itong mga mag-asawang ganito. Di ba? Pagdating ng panahon, excuse me, pagdating ng panahon at napupunan na nila yung mga pangangailangan nila, ayaw na nila. Hindi na nila ginagawa yon. Okay? Bakit kamo? Ayos na eh, busog na eh. Diba? Busog na. So, hindi na naghahanap. Bukod doon, may rayuma na. Masakit na ang katawan. Okay? So, umiidad na, tapos na ang kanilang period o panahon para ipangalat ang kanilang mga, kumbaga yung lahi. No. Natural yan. It's a cycle. It's a weather. Isn't it? It's a season. You know? Taon-taon. Season yan. Kita mo yung mga ibon. Makita mo sa labas, sa mga kalapate. Naobserbahan ko yan dito sa lugar namin, you know, pagdating ng mating season, ika nga, mga ibon, they're at it. You know, they take time. It happens. Kita mo, nagliligawan din. You know, may dalawang kalapate fighting over another one. Okay? Tapos mamimili ngayon yung babaeng kalapate kung sino ang kanyang uupo na lang ng kusa yun. Okay? So, yan po ang ating talakayan ngayon sa ating inuman na. So, when it comes to relationship, I guess, well, one, I am not an expert. Napapansin ko lang. Dating site, you're there to find somebody. At first, maybe there is a reason of the need to fulfill the emotional void. May kakulangan sa emotional. May kakulangan sa, you know, sa pang-araw-araw na naghahanap ka ng kapiling, ng kasama, ng kausap. Oo. Pero, pag sa huli at sa huli, dun din ang dating yan. Dun din sa physical na pangangailangan. Okay? Dun pa rin yan sa pangangailangan nating may makatalik. Dahil itong mga sensasyong ito, itong pakiramdam na to, ay hindi nabubusog. O isipin mo yung mga taong busog at laging napupuna ng pangangailangan ng kanilang ng sexual drives. Wala. Komportable. Kalmado. Walang issue. Walang drama. Merong mga members ng primates, ang tawag ay mga bonobo. Parang chimpanzee, pero ito bonobo. They're more peaceful. Yung kanilang lahi is not as aggressive as the chimpanzee. Bakit ikaw mo? Because they have free sex within the community. Okay? Walang ano, walang panghuhusga. Nothing. No moral boundaries. No morality. It's just pure and plain biological drive, and people are controlled by their biological drives. Ano ho? So yun. Imagine kung ang tao ganun. No? Siguro walang drama, no? Pag tayo ay may kapasidad o may abilidad na that would go and fulfill our needs physically. So wala nang drama na maghahanap ka ng better partner, walang competition ngayon. Everybody is happy. Everybody is gonna be peaceful. Ano po? Ito po ay haka-haka lang. Ano? Yan, kwentuhan lang po ito. Kung kayo may nalulungkot sa inyong mga pang-araw-araw na nabuhay, you know, open yourselves to opportunities, open yourself to knowing people, and see where that goes. At pag may naganap, that's fine. Appreciate it as it happens. At pagkatapos nun at hindi na, di okay lang. At least, napunan, na-experience, naranasan, maging buhay. Because you don't know, may reincarnation o wala. We may only have one chance in this world. And while we're here, we're here. Just make the most of it, guys. Okay? So, salamat po. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Inuman Na. Wala man akong kainuman ngayon, kasama ko po kayo. Until next time, guys. Bye!